Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you live from Oakland Airport as we are on our way to Buffalo with huge delays already. So we're still slated to get in late tonight. But so everything for the events and everything's still going. But we have some extra time. I was going to do this scouting report episode tomorrow when we were in Buffalo. But with the delays and stuff, it just made sense to do it today. And this is kind of, you know, for those of you that have been with us for a while, this is the flagship. This might be the most difficult episode, preview, bets, predictions, whatever, we've ever done. We don't know who's playing for the 49ers currently. And to be honest with you, I don't think we're going to know who's playing for the 49ers even after today's practice report is reported, but I'll be in air. We don't know what the weather is going to be like. We know it's going to be bad. We don't know how bad. We don't know how much wind. We don't know how much snow. We don't know how wet it's going to be. We don't know any of those things. So this episode is going to focus on what we do know, what we know about the Buffalo Bills, what we know about the injury report, what we know about the tendencies, all the different things that they go to. So not focusing so much just on the prediction aspects, but there's a lot of football that has been played. And so just trying to focus as much as possible on what we do know about the Bills, what we do know about the matchups that we do know are going to actually happen, where the scheme advantages are for both sides, all those different things. And you've got to put it into perspective. The 49ers are currently 7-point underdogs, 7 points, full touchdown. This is the most since 2018. It's been a long time since the 49ers have been in this situation. Not only are the 49ers absolutely beat up, not only are the 49ers coming off back-to-back losses, not only do the 49ers have to fly across, you know, the complete West Coast to East Coast with the weather, but also the Buffalo Bills are coming off maybe one of the best wins of any team in the NFL season over the Chiefs by more than a touchdown and a bye week. They're completely healthy. They have one player that can practice on their entire roster. So you're talking about the most injured team in the NFL playing a team coming off the bye week and the most healthy team in the NFL. It's just you are compounding so much on the 49ers, and it doesn't get better because your next game, whenever you play the Chicago Bears, who just fired their coach, should have happened years ago, but whatever, they're coming off a 10-game bye. So they've got 10 days rest. So the schedule makers obviously not doing the 49ers any favors. Four teams on byes within 6 weeks that you have to play against. Absolutely just atrocious. Terrible. Want to say thank you to Josh, the executive producer of today's show. He helped us, worked his rear end off on this. And everybody that's in the chat, you guys are the best. What's up, guys? All the hashtag CCs, you are the best. What's up, JD? Hey, Steven. Appreciate you, RTP. So, yeah, this game right here. Hugo, save us some snow. I brought all my ski gear. So we're going to be as warm as possible. Not only do we have the outdoor tailgate, but again, possible 3 feet of snow, 20 mile an hour winds. Oh, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. It's one of those games that could be memorable. Now, here's what's weird. I know Buffalo is used to playing in this type of atmosphere. I do feel the crazier the weather gets, it might help the 49ers a little bit. Just add a little bit of that wild card. Something crazy could happen, whatever else. We'll see. I'm not quite sure if there is any advantage whatsoever the 49ers have with anything that's going on in the NFL. But you spice in just a little bit of crazy weather. Hey, it could happen, right? It could happen. Steve, appreciate you, man. He says, what's up, Faithful? Pray all is well with everyone. Love it, love it, love it, man. Look at this love in the background. Yeah, we're at the new Cancun kitchen in Oakland Airport, living the good life, man. Hey, Dave, how you doing, brother? Look at this, Rick. He says, I am watching this on the plane, Johnny boy. Yeah, Rick's going to be there helping us with the event. Can't wait to hang out, man. Right here. John, any chance we see you paint your face, go to the game without a shirt, and jump through a flaming table? Negative, negative, negative. Sorry about that. Wish I could be there with you. Now, I am a wuss whenever it comes to cold weather, but I love skiing, so I have the proper attire. But, yeah, no table busting. I promise the wife. No painted face. It's already red. We're good, man. We're going to have a good we're going to have a good time out there. That's what's up. I love it. All the hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving and you're able to spend time with some loved ones. And for those that couldn't, just want to let you know, man, we're thinking about you guys going through that stuff. So I know holidays can be a very, very difficult time, but you are welcomed here 100%. So let's jump into this. The Bills are 9-2. Obviously, they're the 2 seed in the AFC, but they just beat the Chiefs, and they're coming off a bye week. The most healthy team in the NFL, not even close. I think they're the best team at football. I think Josh Allen's probably the best quarterback in football. Lamar Jackson might have, you know, something to say about that. Lamar Jackson continues to do what he does. But it's not just Josh Allen, even though he is incredible. Their defensive line, they don't have a lot of, you know, all-stars, Pro Bowl, all-pro players on their D-line, but they also don't have anybody that's really subpar. And, in fact, their rotation might be one of the better D-line rotations in the NFL, them and the Eagles. And, you know, they force a lot of turnovers. They get a lot of pressures. They're second in the NFL in turnovers. Offensively, they don't give the ball over at all. They've only turned the ball over 7 times in 11 games. That's great. So they're protecting the ball. They're forcing turnovers on the other side. They have one of the most electric players, if not the most electric player, Josh Allen. It's a lot. And then they trade for Amari Cooper. Imagine a parallel universe where Amari Cooper is on the 49ers currently. That is a sweet, sweet alternative universe that does not exist, sadly. Instead, he's tearing it up for the Bills. They got him for dirt cheap, and their offense has just been clicking nonstop since that. Coming off the bye week, they've won 6 in a row. Ugh. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Now, you look at what they've done offensively and defensively just from a point scored, right? The most basic fundamental principle of how you win games, score more points than the other team. They're 4th in scoring. They put up 320 points this season. They're 7th in points allowed, giving up 217. 100-point differential. That's incredible. Turnovers, they play good defense. Offense is always putting up high points. Consistent, consistent, consistent. Again, 6 straight wins. They've only lost 2 games, and they were both on the road. One against the Ravens, talked about Lamar Jackson, and one against the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud. Those are the only 2 losses. Here's their 6-game win streak. Beat the Giants, beat the Titans, won at Seattle, beat Miami at home, won at Indianapolis, and then beat the Chiefs by 9 points. So, and then a bye week, which, good Lord, how do you give a team a bye week and force the 49ers to fly all the way across the country, back-to-back road games? Like, NFL schedule makers, you suck. You could not be worse at your job. You absolutely suck. Now, the 49ers have lost the games before this terrible road skid or whatever, and, you know, 49ers aren't doing their part. Let's just be very honest. The 49ers are not doing their part from a coaching standpoint, from a player standpoint, from a health standpoint. You name it, they're letting it down. Missed tackles, penalties, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. So the 49ers, you're coming off back-to-back losses. The Seattle one hurt because that was a close one you let get away. And then Green Bay just ran you out of your own stadium. I mean, their own stadium just completely destroyed you. So now we've got at Buffalo, which I will be honest with you, you have 2 AFC games left. You have at Buffalo and at Miami. Those are the least important. But when your schedule is sub 500 and you're trying to get into the playoffs, the idea of having games that don't matter anymore, that's a thing of the past. They're gone. So all the games matter now. I do believe you can make it to the playoffs if you let one game slip. If you go 5-1, you're in the playoffs. If you go 4-2, now you're hoping. You still get to 10 wins. You should be able to in this subpar division, but you're still your schedule watching, your standings watching, your tie break watching, all those things. So, like, let me say this. If the 49ers were to just drop one game, this Buffalo Bills game would make the most sense, or the Miami game. That's what you would be hoping for. The rest are all conference and division games. Those are must win. Those are must win. If you go 4-2 and the two losses are against the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins, I think the 49ers are in the playoffs. You go 5-1 and one of your losses is that Bills or Dolphins game, you're in the playoffs. You go 4-2 and you miss some of those conference or division games, you're not going to make it. So you're able to, if the 49ers could sneak a win here, which is a tall order, it is a tall order. I truly do believe the 49ers, like, okay, they win this game. It just gives them such a leg up on so many things because this is the toughest team you have left. The schedule, right? So home Chicago, home Rams, at Miami, Detroit at home, Arizona at home. Detroit, obviously, you know, they 100% have a conversation for best team in the NFL. So you've got two top-tier teams you're playing against, Detroit and Buffalo, in this final six-game stretch. But you finished first place in the NFC West last year. You have a first-place schedule. I don't care about the opponents that the 49ers have. That's slated based on how you finish. I do care about the schedule that the NFL just continues to screw over the 49ers. One year, the refs or the schedule won't screw us over. If it was just one, I think the 49ers could handle that. But the back-to-backs consistently, that's a killer. That's a killer. So let's see here. Kincaid is out, John. Yeah, he has not practiced. So let's go through this is going to make y'all laugh. Let's go through the scouting or the injury report for both teams. 49ers did not practice. And again, we are recording this on the 29th. It is 10 a.m. as we speak, about to be 10 a.m. These are the players that didn't practice yesterday. So that Thursday Thanksgiving practice, did not practice. Aaron Banks did not. Bosa did not. DFF did not. Diamador Lenore, that is scary, scary, scary. Trent Williams did not. He's, in fact, not even walking around. He's on a knee scooter. The idea of Trent playing this week, oosh. They told us, like, game time decision. Now he can't even walk. Never trust the 49ers with injuries. Never trust the 49ers with injuries. Never trust the 49ers with injuries. Now, limited players. Brock Purdy, even though he's not even throwing passes. Chris Conley. Renardo Green limited. Dre Greenlaw limited. That's huge. No way they're going to activate him this week. But it's some positive, any injury report positivity is great thing. And so having Dre Greenlaw back, hopefully the defense gets back to fundamentals, just learns how to tackle, stop busting coverages, learn how to fill the proper gaps. Those would be huge. You know, Tavondre Campbell, hey, man, 5'7's right there. You show up now or, you know, you got to show up at some point. Dominique Pooney, limited. I mean, if Renardo Green can't play and Demo can't play, ouch, 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 ouch. Like, your starting corners are going to be Isaac Yiadom and Charvarius Ward, which Ward hasn't played in a month. So, goodness, man. It's bad. Now, full practices, here's the good news. Christian McCaffrey, Jacob Cowan, Charvarius Ward, which Charvarius Ward has no choice. He has to be back ready to go this week because.
Thank you, Noah, the Casio G-Shock. Thanks to its legendary toughness and timekeeping autonomy, it's no secret why the mighty G-Shock has earned its place on the wrist of weekend warriors, first responders, and militaries all over the world. But there's levels to this stuff, and there's a little-known collection of top-shelf G-Shock watches made for folks who crave the very best for everything in life. It's called the MRG. This flagship line of G-Shock watches takes the most cutting edge of tech G-Shock has to offer and blends it with the highest levels of traditional Japanese craftsmanship. We're talking about hybrid titanium and Kobarian case construction with artisanal armor-like flourishes, all honed like the edges of a samurai sword. Every beloved reference in the G-Shock collection gets coveted MRG treatment. From the original square case digital reference from 1983 to the beloved analog Frogman dive watch, all the way up to the newest fan favorite, the MRG B2100, with its octagonal bezel and its wild interlocking beams dial. Discover the full range this holiday season at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in 49ers Rush to receive a special gift with your next G-Shock order.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got nobody else. Demo might not go. He's our best defensive player this year. In my opinion, he's been the most consistent. He's played every game. I really hope he can go. Now, here's where it gets comical. This is the Buffalo Bills practice report. Did not practice. Dalton Kincaid, that's it. One player, Keon Coleman, had a limited practice. But that's it. Everybody else on their team is healthy. That's what happens when you come off a bye week. Plus, you are the healthiest team in football. They get it all, and they're the home team. Like, when things go your way, it all goes your way, which it's frustrating, but that's just the way the NFL goes sometimes. And, yeah, it's the 49ers, you know, the injury report, the players on IR, obviously the least healthy team in the NFL from a snaps loss perspective, from an all-pro loss perspective, from a Pro Bowl loss perspective. They lead the NFL in all three categories. So something's got to break your way at some point. Now let's look at the Pro Football Focus, the PFF overall unit rankings, offense, defense, special teams overall. Let's start with Buffalo. The PFF analytical stuff is not the biggest fan of the Buffalo Bills. They like the 49ers considerably more. But at the end of the day, mistakes and overcoming those and making plays when they matter, that is paramount. And that's why PFF misses the bar here. But the Bills, offensively, they're 12th out of 32 teams. Defense, 17th, right around average. Special teams, 8th. Overall, that comes out to 15th. They're supposed to be an average team. They're 9-2. They've won 6 consecutive games, and they're not even all close games. Look at the other side, the 49ers. Offense, 4th. Defense, 11th. You think we have the 11th best defense? That is comical. The 22nd special teams, also comical. Overall, the 49ers are 7th from PFF. Why do we have a subpar record, but we're a top 10 team in almost every single category? This is where analytics fails all of us, because it's more than just a grading snap-by-snap basis collectively through the 200 plays or whatever there are in a given game. It's more than that. Plays matter more in the fourth quarter. Plays matter more on third and fourth down. Plays matter more in the red zone. All of those different categories where it's more important than the rest of the game, we suck at. The 49ers are terrible at every one of those. Whenever it's a pivotal play or a pivotal moment, the 49ers are found wanting offense, defense, special teams continuously. Fourth quarter, get out of here. Just get out of here. It's terrible. So real quick, for those of you that are coming out to Buffalo this year, make sure you stop by, say what's up. We're going to be at the Rec Room Saturday, which is tomorrow, which I'm super pumped. From 2 to 6 p.m., come say what's up. The Rec Room, it's on West Chippewa Street. It's going to be an absolute blast. The venue is incredible. So make sure you come out there, say what's up, trivia, music, giveaways. We've got 4 suitcases of giveaways that we're going to be doing stuff. So if you know your 49ers trivia, all that stuff, come say what's up. And then our tailgate, which it's outdoor, baby. It's the closest ticketed tailgate that you can get to the stadium, 1 block northwest, 3880 Abbott Road. Get your tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. And as always, it's the premium tailgate for the 49ers. It's what it is. Unlimited drinks, food, liquor, 18 and under. Get in for free with a ticketed adult. So 49ersrushroadtrip.com. We don't have a lot of spots left. So if you or you know somebody else that wants to come party and have a good time, make sure they go get their tickets ASAP, because if they want to join us for that, we do have to cancel. We have to cap numbers, which I'm pretty impressed. I was worried when the weather came out that a lot of people would, you know, try to cancel or whatever else. You got some troopers now. Faithful includes weather. And so I love the fact that people are still coming out and still want to be a part of what the 49ers are, despite the 5-6 record, despite the weather, despite, you know, playing all the way across the country in terrible weather. But it's going to be fun. All right. Let's see here. Let's get to a couple comments. Steven says, how will we do against the run game? My only concern. You know, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in the matchup section of the today's show. But Steven, like, their offensive line is good. It's not great. I don't think it's a top three unit, but it's quality. Our defensive line is terrible. Without Nick Bosa, it's awful. And so whenever you look at it, like, my biggest concern is exactly what you said. It's not offense. It's not – it's Brock or the backup quarterback or whatever. It's not even the cornerbacks, even though we might be without two of our top two corners might be out. It's the defensive line stopping the run. Maybe – the snow will be helpful for that, maybe, even though they have the kind of home field advantage there. But you are correct. That is a major, major, major concern. Right here, Rainier, we need a trap game in our favor this season. When the 49ers are doing well, it's comical to me because I do think trap games exist where you're looking forward. But, like, any time the 49ers win, I'll get, like, 3 to 4 emails. Oh, this is our trap game. This is our trap game. And it's – I'll get them whenever it's a division game, whenever it's a road back-to-back road game, whenever we have a bye week. Coming. Like, it doesn't matter. I get those all the time. I like those emails. Please keep them coming. 49ers Rush Road Trip. I'm sorry, 49ers Rush Podcast at gmail.com. But, like, man, can't we be a trap game? Like, let's go. Why can't we – spoil somebody else's party. So yeah, I would absolutely love for that to happen for us and spoil somebody else's party. Rick, Niners can't play in regular weather this year, let alone get edge on Bills and weather. I'm just saying, the more wild card crazy, the better. I'm not saying it gives us an advantage, but it might neutralize some of their advantages. At least that's what I'm hoping. But again, yeah, we don't know. Look at Rick, my man. He says, we're winning the game. We're going, so it's going to be Dub City. That's what it is, man. That is what's up. I love the – look at this. Captain, he says, is there a GoFundMe to get John through a table? God, no. It would have to be a lot. I've got Kaiser. Kaiser's terrible. But yeah, I would love that doctor's appointment. The flight home is my issue. Like, if I get injured and then I got to fly home, I've got two layovers to get back to Oakland. So that's the one that makes me more hesitant than anything. But I'm just saying, I'm here for a good time if the drinks are flowing, and we'll see when you're caught up in the moment. I'll have enough padding on for all my ski clothes, so that might help. Scott, appreciate you, man. He says, thankful for what you do, chap. Thank you, man. I'm living my dream. I'm here with my man, Eric. Eric, you got to say hi real quick.
What's up?
That's what's up, guys.
Go Niners.
He runs all the social media accounts. He's the best, Eric Meisner. I really appreciate him. Freaking brother. I'm living my dream. I'm very, very happy. This is the fifth year, I believe. We started in 2019 was our first trip. We're in 2024, so fifth year. Like, I'm very, very thankful. And whenever I get really tired, because these trips are hard, the busiest part of the year, holiday season, all that stuff, it's difficult. It's hard to leave the family, and it's expensive as hell. I don't want to show you what our flights and everything cost. But whenever I don't do the trips, and whenever I don't go to games, and I feel terrible because people will email me like, hey, where's the party at? I'm like, oh, we're not doing this one. I feel like, you know, I let people down, which is probably not healthy, but it's a constant reminder that when space is created for community and people to get together, we all win. Whether you can be a part of it or not, great things are happening. One of us win, we all win. So thank you, Scott. I really do appreciate the kind words. Yeah, look at this. I love this. Hashtag CC says, love the Aztec calendar in the background. That's what's up. I didn't know if it was Mayan or Aztec. I was going to say it earlier, but I didn't want to sound uneducated. So thank you for clearing that up. I love it. Let's see here. I love the comment section. I know I'm big time behind. I apologize for that. What's up, Tommy? It says hit the like and subscribe. Please do. Please do. So let's talk now. Again, trying to spend the meat of today's episode on what we know. Okay. We don't play the Bills very much. AFC team, you've got the once every 4 years. You get to travel there once every 8 years. That's why it was so important for me to go to this game. It's the last time this stadium is going to be there for the 49ers. So I was excited about that. Let's go through the coaching staff of the Buffalo Bills. You look at Sean McDermott, their head coach. He's a weirdo. I think he's a damn good coach. Obviously, the stuff about his motivation tactics and using, you know, whatever, the references that he used. I don't want to go into that. I'm in an airport. But for those of you that know, he's a weirdo. Damn good coach. 87-49. He's got a .640 win percentage. A lot of that happens when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think Josh Allen, I don't think anybody would disagree. Josh Allen is guaranteed, no matter what, a top three quarterback. And he's kind of what the 49ers hoped they got in Trey Lance. Big, strong, fast, crazy work ethic, raw talent. Just didn't work out. He couldn't process, couldn't get through the playbook, couldn't get through progressions. Now, Trey Lance worked through the playbook. He worked really, really hard. But it just never came about and still has not come about. But the reason why the 49ers traded all those picks up for Trey Lance was for the opportunity to get a Josh Allen type player. Somebody that has all the physical skill sets, has the arm, has all that. And whenever you can match that with progressions and everything else, the Bills are what you get. And they haven't won it yet, but man, they're right on the cusp, right on the cusp. Sean McDermott, defensive minded head coach, paired with a very young, very talented quarterback. They've had a lot of success there. He got a start under Andy Reid. Obviously we don't like Andy Reid. But he worked his way up, was at William & Mary as a graduate assistant back in 98, went to and joined the Eagles back in 1999 under Andy Reid, just as a scouting administrative coordinator, then assistant to the head coach, then defensive assistant, then assistant DB's coach, then DB's coach, then linebacker's coach, then defensive coordinator, all that time from 1999 to 2010, 12 years, 12 seasons, he was with the Philadelphia Eagles. Got his first job outside of Andy Reid in 2011 as the Carolina Panthers DC. He was there for six seasons. Then became Buffalo's head coach in 2017. Exact same year that Kyle Shanahan has been hired as a head coach. Now, no Super Bowls, but damn good coach. Their offensive coordinators, one of my favorite coordinators, probably, I will say this, for at least 5 years. I think Joe Brady's a damn good coach. He was at William & Mary as a wide receiver when Sean McDermott was coaching his first year. So the parallels, the relationships, don't you love airports? We got kiddos running around having a good old time. I love it. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? He's got the Karate Kid skeleton PJs on, this little guy. Just looking like a stud. I freaking love it. You talk about Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, was at William & Mary as a player. Then was a linebacker coach at William & Mary, a GA, after he was done playing. Went to Penn State, went to the Saints as an offensive assistant. Then he was in LSU. He was the pass game coordinator, wide receiver coach in LSU with Joe Burrow when they won everything. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, he was there during that, one of the chief architects of that entire offensive system that just dominated everything. From that point on, it was just like, man, what's this guy going to do? Well, he goes to Carolina, where all good things go to die, and it didn't work out. He was there for 2 years, got fired, became the Buffalo's quarterback coach, then interim offensive coordinator, and he's been the OC this year. He's probably going to be a head coach very, very soon. I think Chicago would be really smart to hire him. You pair him with, you know, Matt Eberflus just got fired. Joe Brady, I'm telling you, has been an ascending talent for a long time. Doesn't run the Shanahan scheme, but damn good quarterback coach. Defensively, Bobby Babich, Kyle Shanahan, coach a tree. I guess you could put him on there. Started off at Kent State as a GA, went to Eastern Illinois, which every good 49ers fan should know that, not because of Jimmy Garoppolo, but because of Mike Shanahan. Mike Shanahan played and coached there. So did Jimmy Garoppolo. So did Sean Payton. So did Tony Romo. They've all been there. That's just what it is. Now, Bobby Babbage goes to Carolina, and that's where he synced up with Joe Brady. That's where he synced up with McDermott. But then he went to Cleveland. And he was there during Kyle Shanahan's tenure, only 1 year in 2013. Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator. He was the assistant DBs coach. This is Bobby Babbage, the defensive coordinator for the Bills. Stayed in Cleveland for a couple more years. Then he went to FIU for a year. Then he's been in Buffalo since 2017 and has worked his way up. So when McDermott got the job, he brought Babbage with him, assistant DB coach, safeties coach, linebacker coach, now DC. They have been able to maintain – the exact same defensive scheme for a long time. So their pieces fit. Same amount of time as the 49ers have. They just have invested way more draft capital in their defense and scouted much better than we have on the defensive side. Now, you could throw out this year probably with how the 49ers have done drafting-wise. It's probably one of the few bright spots of this entire season because it's been – it's been rough, to say the least. Now, before we jump over to history of the matchup, and then we're going to go through scheme, tendencies, all that stuff for the offense and defense, the bread and butter, and if you guys want to support this show and help us to continue doing what we're doing, this is the best way to do it.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
All right. Now, I saw this comment by my man, NY Niners, which I'm pretty excited. I think he's going to start helping us with some draft content, some other stuff. We started chatting back and forth. So NY Niners just want to say salute you, man. You're the best there is. He says, if not us, I'd be happy if the Bills won it all. Oh, 100%. I don't go that route until – that's right. We got a Bears fan. Enjoy your new head coach, man. That's right. I love it. Yeah. And so I think, you know, whenever we're talking about other teams, I have lots of players and I have lots of teams that I like have some passion with. And I'm just like, man, I like that team. I can't go there until the Niners are 100% out of it. So as long as the 49ers have a breath, I can't go there. But if the 49ers are 100% mathematically eliminated or knocked out of the playoffs or whatever, the Bills will be at the top of my list. That list doesn't exist yet. But I am with you 100% in my Niners. I like Miami a lot too, but, you know, it's kind of what it is. We'll see. We will see kind of how that goes. We're not there yet. There's still a sliver of hope. And that's all we need. What's that? Just one, right? The Doctor Strange. There's one chance. That's all we need. That's all we need. Now, the history of this matchup, haven't played a lot of times. 13 times the 49ers and Bills have played. The Bills are up 7-6. It's close. 49ers win this game, and what would be a crazy victory for sure, it'd be tied up, and that's where it should be. Last time we played them was December 7th, another December game in 2020. We weren't even at home. We weren't in Buffalo either. This was the COVID year where we had to play. The 49ers had to play in Arizona because – the COVID, whatever else, we lost 34-24. Nick Mullins was our quarterback, threw three touchdowns. Nick Mullins did. Josh Allen threw four touchdowns. He's a killer. One of his best games ever. Our defense was completely hopeless. It was so bad. Anyway, that game went poorly. Let's talk about the Bills defense. Pretty solid group. Out of 32 teams ranked, here's their rankings in several statistical categories, which if you've been with us for a while, it's kind of fun because we chart this every single game the Niners have played for, 8 years. Yeah, I think we're going on 8 years. it's just fun. Like, the numbers and the ranks speak to how quality a team is and how consistent a team is. And as we go through their offense and defense, it's exactly that. Points allowed, Buffalo's defense 7th best. Yards allowed 15th. You can move up and down the field. They get really, really tight in the red zone. We'll talk about that in a second. 5th in turnovers forced, 5th in fumbles forced, 18th in passing touchdowns. You can throw the ball in the red zone. 4th in interceptions. That's a killer. 13th rushing yards allowed. You can run on them. 4th in rushing touchdowns. You can throw in the red zone. You can't run. They stack the box. They force you to beat them through the air in the red zone. We have struggled so bad with that. 30th in yards per rush. The key to victory is right there. I don't give a damn if it's Brandon Allen, Brock Purdy, Josh Dobbs. Don't care. You got to run the ball. You have to commit to running the ball. Just because you have some runs don't go your way does not mean you get away from the run. You can't keep doing the same thing, Shanahan. You have to commit to the running game. It doesn't matter who's back there. And if Christian McCaffrey's not doing it, you've got to play Jordan Mason. If Shanahan continues to stay away from the run game, more losses will compound with this aging roster and poor defensively coached team and poor special teams coached team. That's just what's going to happen. You look at third downs, they're 21st. You can have committed drives against them. Fourth downs, 5th best. They've given up 9 fourth down conversions on 23. 5th best, top 5. Red zone, top 10. 10th best team. When it matters, the Bills show up. When it matters for the 49ers, all 3 phases of the game disappear. That's why the record is what it is. Now, the strength of the Bills, defensive line for sure. Ed Oliver, absolute beast. Gregory Rousseau, amazing edge player, just fits. They just fit together very, very well in this scheme, and they just consistent. They're not Rousseau might be an all-pro player, but they're A-minus players that are just consistently good and play perfectly within their scheme. There are weaknesses. You can run on this team consistently. You really, really can. They do gamble on the back end, and they go for the turnovers. You can get them with double moves. You can sneak some behind them. We don't have wide receivers that can stack. We don't have anybody that can stretch the field vertically besides Chris Conley. He might not even play. That's rough. Their safety's not good. Taylor Rapp, you remember he was with the Rams for a long time. We took advantage of him for a long time. And Damar Hamlin. Obviously, everybody knows the Damar Hamlin story. He's playing okay, but he's still not even a top 40 safety. This game, and I'll say this for the 49ers and the Buffalo Bills, might be some of the worst safeties in the NFL, to be honest with you. With the way Jair Brown is playing, he's the worst of all 4. But Malik is the best of all 4. They have the number 2 and 3 safety. We have the 1 and 4. So you can kind of see how that works. Now, defensive schemes, they're a zone team. They cover 3, they run 28% of the time. Cover 2, 19. So we're going to see way more split safeties than the 49ers are used to seeing against any other team. They are very, very high up on the split safety program. Cover 4 quarters, 16%. They only run man, different man concepts, 20% of the time. So we're not going to see a lot of man stuff. I think we're going to see a very, very zone-heavy team, whether that's Brandon Allen or Brock Purdy. We'll see if they can get to the point where they can kind of take advantage of that. The snow is going to make that harder. How do I say this? Brandon Allen throws a hard ball. He's got a laser compared to Brock Purdy. That's why we saw so many drop passes, especially Debo. That helps in cold weather because if it is windy, 20-mile-an-hour winds, I think the wind affects the game much more than the snow. So being able to put a little bit more mustard on there is a positive. I'm not saying I would prefer Brandon Allen over Brock Purdy. That is not what I'm saying at all. Nobody would say that. However, the wind will be mitigated a little bit more with Brandon Allen at quarterback instead of – but if it is snowy, and if it is, it should be Josh Dobbs. It won't be. I do want to say I told all of you at training camp in this offseason, the number 2 quarterback was going to be Brandon Allen. And everybody, you know, whatever – called me stupid and whatever. I don't watch the games. I don't watch film. And I told him, I was like, no, I'm not saying this based on who's better. I'm not saying Brandon Allen's better. I'm saying it's who Kyle Shanahan wants as his quarterback. I hate to say it, but I was right. We were down how many points? Worst blowout loss we've had in 6 years. Josh Dobbs didn't even get a snap in the fourth quarter. We had Ben Barch in there. Kyle Shanahan didn't even let Jordan Mason play. Josh Dobbs never saw the field, and I don't think it's going to happen again. I think that's a dumb decision, but I think that's where it's going to be. Now let's flip this to the Bills offense. Their rankings out of 32 teams. Total points, third, top three. Yards, 13th. Turnover, second. They protect the ball so well, which is crazy because Josh Allen has been one of the most turnover-prone quarterbacks in the NFL since he came in. I think he was leading last year at the end of the season. He had more turnovers than any quarterback since he took over as starter. He's playing MVP ball now. It's what it is. Only 5 interceptions. Last week, for instance, Jordan Love had 11 before he played us. Half the interceptions Josh Allen has, less than half. First down, 7th. Passing touchdown, 7th. Yards per pass attempt, 6th. Rush yards, 13th. And my biggest concern is this running game. 11th in rush yards, 4th in rush touchdowns. When they get close, they run the ball with the quarterback, with James Cook, with Ray Davis, one of my favorite draft players. Still pissed off they got Ray Davis. We got Isaac Garendo, but hopefully Garendo turns it around. You look at third downs, they're 9th. Fourth downs, when it matters most, they're the best in the NFL. They've gotten 12 out of 14. That's Josh Allen. Huge. And then red zone, they're 6th. We're 29th. We're 29th red zone defense. Are you kidding me? Man, we suck so bad when it matters. They are so good. And that's the difference between a team that, what are they, 8-2, 9-2? I think they're 8-2. 9-2. Yeah, everybody's had their bye week now. They're 9-2. The difference between a 9-2 team and a 5-6 team, it's considerable. It's health and it's when it matters. They have both. They beat a lot of the same teams we played. Seattle. We play all the same division this year. NFC West, every one of them plays them. They beat all of them. All the teams that beat us, they beat all of them. They beat them all. They beat us. They swept our entire NFC West. They beat them all. Man. Oh, Rob, my man. Can't wait to hang out with you and the fam in Arizona. It says, I thought Garendo showed spark. What's the take on him, JC? He's got more fumbles. He's averaging, I think, right at 9% fumble per carry, 9%. So if you give him 10 carries or 11 carries, he's going to fumble once. Got to protect the ball. He has the same amount of fumbles as Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason has like 180 more touches. I mean, it's incredible. So I'm not a Garendo guy. I think his vision's terrible. I think his ball protection's terrible. I think he's got he's ways away. The potential's there. The speed's there. The size is there. His vision's terrible. Ball security's terrible. I would not play him anymore, especially on kickoff return. He got benched last week after fumbling his first return last week. First time he got the ball in his hands, fumbled. They benched him, didn't put him back in the game. I think we're going to see more Debo. I think we're going to see more Jordan Mason. I mean, you traded 2/5 for this guy just to be a kickoff return specialist. And, yeah, we had that one kickoff return in the preseason. He's done nothing but terrible returns. He had a couple decent games where he iced it. But, yeah, if Jordan Mason can't see the field, Isaac Garendo has no hope of seeing anything. At least he shouldn't. I like Garendo. I like the potential. Up here, not there. He's not seeing it. It's not good. Not good. But he does have the speed. He has the body. We walked on the moon. Free Mason, 1,000%. Free Mason. Jordan Mason should get 10 carries this game, period. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if it's not snowing. 10 carries minimum for Jordan Mason. I'm not saying take CMC off the field. I'm saying take that second tight end, Eric Saubert, who sucks, off the field. I'm saying limit Kyle Juszczyk. I'm saying quit getting Ronnie Bell snaps. Get him out there. I'm not saying take CMC out. I'm saying get Mason in. Find ways to get Mason in. He's your most explosive player currently on this roster, not named George Kittle or Juwan Jennings. Period. 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 That's what it. That's my take. NY Niners. He says, I wonder how much less bad we'd look if we had the same group of starters practice and play 2 weeks in a row. Offensive line's been consistent as far as who's been out there until recently. They've not gotten better. They've gotten worse. Secondary-wise, we've got 4 good corners. We might be without 2 this week. That's huge. But I don't think that Rock Ya-Sin has been bad. And he's been filling in. I think he's done all right. Yeah, gave up a touchdown. Yeah, had a penalty, but his tape's not bad. It's not on Ambry Thomas level by any stretch. You're not on, you know, so many other bad corners we've had during this time. But yeah, it would be nice to have some continuity. There's no doubt. I mean, we can't get a quarterback. We can't get a running back. Our wide receivers are in and out. Bosa, I mean, defensive tackles are just flying off the shelves. It's bad. Safety comes in, safety leaves. But the places where we have had consistency, linebackers and O-line, I would argue are the worst. Those are our worst performing groups. Worst performing groups. I mean, we've had the same five offensive linemen, I think, for – we played 11 games, I think 8 of the 11 games. And I think the games that we've had them all have not been good at all. At all. Now, back to the Bills' offense. Josh Allen is everything. It starts and finishes with everything. He scrambles second most in the NFL, 17% of his passes. It's basically 1 out of 5, maybe 1 out of 6, closer to 1 out of 6. But a second most in the NFL behind only Patrick Mahomes. He's a dual threat. You can have a perfect coverage and still lose against this guy because he'll just take it over on his own. Amari Cooper's been great. Khalil Shakir, who they banked on, he's been awesome and consistent. He's not explosive. He's not dynamic. He's the chain mover. Amari Cooper is the guy that scores touchdowns. Keon Coleman, that's the guy that stretches the field vertically. Very physical offensive line. They run good. James Cook, one of the best two-way running backs in the NFL, in my opinion. Their guards, not great. But, like, can you exploit that? Our weakness of the team is defensive line. We're not in the position to exploit any offensive lineman, period. We're just not there. So let's – now, tendencies, this is what's crazy. And, again, very similar to the Packers. The numbers heightened. So you look at play action for the Bills, 22%. That's pretty high. You look at screens, 14%. That's pretty high. Deep balls, 14%, super high. The weird thing is Josh Allen throws one of the best deep balls in the NFL. He's not been good at it this year. He has 0 touchdown passes throwing the ball 20 yards or more air yards. Terrible. His lowest passer rating, 75, is on deep passes. We suck at deep balls. We got burnt. Jair Brown got burnt. Isaac Yiannou got burnt. Jair Brown got burnt again. That's just last week. One of them was a blown coverage, but we've got some issues there. If we could keep him from those deep explosive passes and stop him running, which that's a tall order, 49ers got a chance to win this game. If you do those two things, 49ers have a chance to win this game. I don't care who the quarterback is. Now, not many teams have been able to do that. Almost none. It's just what it is. And again, if you're trying to find some more good news, Josh Allen is at his best versus the blitz. 49ers don't blitz. We don't know how. We are the worst blitzing team. We are the fewest blitzing team. That might work in our favor this week. Force Josh Allen to beat you with his arm, and then you got a chance. Now, my favorite matchups for this game on both sides of the ball, I'm just going to be very honest. I'm going to start with the 49ers defense. I don't think that we have one advantage. 11 on 11, the 49ers defense. Maybe D'Amador Lenore, if he plays, hasn't practiced yet, against Khalil Shakir, who I think is a damn good player. He's currently ranked the 17th wide receiver in the NFL. Not the best, but like, the 49ers defense sucks. Nick Sorensen has killed all hope and just continues to put players in the worst possible position, and they don't even know what position they're in all the time. All the blown coverages, missed assignments, can't fail run gaps. Nick Sorensen's the worst coach in the NFL. Like, he's getting to the point where he's about to pass Brian Schneider in that category. It's crazy that 2 out of our 3 coordinators are there. Yes, that's a Kyle Shanahan critique, but it is terrible. Their best matchup when the 49ers are on defense. Their offensive line should destroy our defensive line across the board. Across the board. Got a lot of hope and faith in Sam Ekwonu and Evan Anderson. Malik Collins at times. Outside of that, nothing. Yeah, I understand Leonard Floyd's coming off with 2 sack, 2 tackle for loss. That's 4 positive plays. You watch the rest of the Leonard Floyd plays, not a lot of positives. Not a lot. He's put on the ground way too often, misses his pass rush integrity way too often. That scares the hell out of me. Sam Ekwonu does his job. Not explosive, not playmaker, but always does his job. Evan Anderson always does his job. We need more of those guys. Their entire team is just built with do-your-job guys. Best blue-chip matchup, Fred Warner and Jared Allen. I understand Fred's ankle. He's got the fracture in there. Hasn't been the same. He's playing through it. Cold weather ain't going to help that ankle, guys. It ain't going to help. It's going to be tight. It's going to be – if you've ever played on sprained ankle or anything like that, cold weather is the worst. You need it warm. You need it hot. You need it fluid. Ugh. I'm worried about Fred. Hopefully the Warrior, the Gladiator shows up. And, you know, it's a primetime game. Primetime players show up. Fred Warner was a defensive player of the year, probably favorite early on. Hasn't been that same since, you know, he fractured his ankle. Played through it. Didn't miss any games. We need Fred to ball out. Might be too much to ask of him, but let's go Fred. Now, 49ers offense. When we're on offense, George Kittle versus those safeties is our best matchup. Kittle versus the safeties, Damar Hamlin and Taylor Rapp, that's huge. Kittle's got to have a big game. Has to. Their best matchup, Ed Oliver versus Jake Brindle. Jeez. Jake Brindle's coming off maybe the worst three-game skid of his career. His play is descending. He's watching more plays than normal, which is interesting. Just terrible. Missed blocks, watching everybody. So Ed Oliver versus Jake Brindle, terrible. Every game, you can throw on Banks. I don't know if he's going to play. But when Banks tries to play whenever he's injured, it's always terrible. Now, the best blue chip matchup when we're on offense, Juwan Jennings versus their cornerback, Christian Benford, 6'1", 205, physical corner. Like, that is just like iron on iron, tough, you know, both late round drafted guys, 6th, 7th round picks that are just, their physicality has earned them a spot on quality teams. I do think the 49ers are a quality team. It's sad I have to preface that. But, like, they are just mirrors of each other. And how they play big corner, big wide receiver, physical corner, physical wide receiver, late round draft picks. Like, that's just cool. And so I want to see those two guys freaking throw down. And that is just as a perfect, like, I don't know, welterweight fight where it's just like, you know, they're not linemen, but they have linemen old school mentalities. And I really enjoyed watching him on tape. I think that's probably my favorite matchup when the 49ers are on offense. Maybe Christian McCaffrey returns to CMC status this week. Maybe the offensive line does what it does. But until I see CMC have that explosiveness without fumbling, and I'm not going to consider him my blue chip player. I do think he should be starting. I still think he's a plus starter, but he's not that dynamic guy. And the offensive line's not helping him. Let's just be very, very honest. Now, let's just be very, very honest. We include bets in every show. So here we go. If you haven't bet yet, let's go, baby.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me. And they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
The 49ers are currently 7-point underdogs. I ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. I don't care how this injury report comes out. Maybe if I knew Bosa, Trent, Brock, Demo, everybody was going Renardo Green, maybe then I would. You're giving me 7 points. But I'm just going to be very honest with you. We're going through this, like, every show we always end with predictions and bets and whatever else. Like, I haven't posted any bets. Man, until you know something, save your money. Save your money. When you bet and you feel confident about things and you can kind of whatever, right now it's just shaking a magic eight ball, man. So you can make money by not betting money this week. I think that's huge. Now, once all the injury reports come out, yeah, obviously then if you feel confident with whatever, but man, we don't know the O-line, we don't know the quarterback, we don't know the cornerbacks, we don't know a lot. We know all the Bills are playing. We don't know the weather. We don't, like, what if it's 40-mile-an-hour wind and 5 foot of snow? Like, that is a possibility. So until you know more, you gotta chill. I mean, literally, our flight is delayed. So, like, we're just chilling here. Like, until you know more, don't act on it. Please be smart with your money. Never bet what you cannot afford to lose. And, like, how do you predict this game? I don't think you can do that right now. So hopefully throughout the show, we have laid out what they're good at, what we're good at, all those different things. Look at James as, was there any good news? Christian McCaffrey, full practice, you know, participant. Charvarius Ward's fully back. Dre Greenlaw started his practice window. I think those are the positives. And again, if you need solace, if you need some type of, like, affirmation that, that things aren't 100% over yet, there's two games on this schedule, the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Those are the by far the least two, as they're non-conference, they're non-division. So maybe all these injuries, if they had to happen at any time, I mean, Bills might beat us if we were 100% healthy. Like, they're that damn good of a team. So if you want to add that part to it, it's like, hey, if it's going to happen any week, might as well be this week. That's what it should be. So take that for what it is. I hope you guys all stay warm. And, man, if you're coming out to Buffalo, come say what's up. Get your tickets, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We'll be live right after the game. I will post some bets Saturday or Sunday once we get some more information on who's in, who's out, and all that fun stuff. But, man, this has been fun from Oakland Airport as we wait our delayed flight. Hopefully we'll be in Buffalo in time, but the parties and all that stuff going to be going. You guys are the best. We'll be live after the game from the stadium in Orchard Park, covered in snow. So you'll get a first-hand experience of what that looks like. So join us wherever you're watching and are listening to this. We'll be live as soon as the game ends, no matter what, for therapy or celebration. But until next time, I want to say thank you, guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo power tools. Plus, power tools make great gifts. Metabo cordless drills provide the power and function to make your next job more productive. Pick one up today for just $99 at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th.
Boy, season's greetings.